Welcome to this demonstration of the Albert Accessible Tutorial app for your Android device, where you can learn to use the Albert Accessible FPOS system provided via the Commonwealth Bank to do your PIN number securely by using specific gestures on the Albert terminal if you are blind or low vision. And since the terminal, I believe, is based on Android, there is indeed the Albert Accessible tutorial that I'm about to demonstrate for you. So if you're an Android user and you want to find the app yourself, if you go into the Google Play Store and search for Albert Accessibility Training, then you'll get to the correct app and you can download it and install it on your Android device for free. So since I've already downloaded it to my device, I'm going to just touch on applications on my Samsung tab here.
Applications. Page 202.
And of course, on my Samsung tab here, I'm using Voice Assist rather than TalkBack because that's the default screen reader on the Samsung tab. And if I touch on the icon,
AEVI Accessibility Tutorial.
As you can hear, it's called the AEVI Accessible Tutorial. That's when it's installed. So if I double tap on it,
AEVI Accessibility Tutorial.
And touch towards the top of my screen,
AEVI Accessibility Tutorial.
And that's the heading, AEVI Accessible Tutorial. Flick to the right.
How to use gestures to enter a PIN securely on a touchscreen card payment terminal.
How to use gestures securely on a card payment terminal. Flick to the right.
Audio intro.
We've got audio intro.
Tutorial.
Tutorial.
Practice PIN entry.
Practice PIN entry.
Help.
Help.
Volume down button.
And then we've got a volume down button, which will turn my volume down on my tablet here as well.
Volume 60%.
Currently, volume is set at 60% and flick to the right again.
Volume up button.
There's a volume up button. Flick to the right again.
Volume up button. Last item.
Okay, and that's the last item on the screen. So if I was to touch the bottom left-hand side of my screen.
Volume down button.
There's the volume down button. Touch the middle.
Volume 60%.
That's the current setting for the volume. And the right-hand side in the bottom.
Volume up button.
There's volume up. The icons on the screen that I just flicked through are actually laid out in a grid on the screen. But I find sometimes it's just easier to flick left and right through a screen. Of course, you can also drag your finger around to find the item. I'm just going to touch towards the top of the screen and drag my finger down.
How to use gestures to enter a PIN securely. Audio intro.
And let's double tap on audio intro.
Play pause button.
So I've got a play pause button. I touch towards the top of the screen.
Navigate up button.
That's my go back button or navigate back button. Flick to the right.
Restart.
So I can restart the tutorial.
Menu.
Menu.
Previous chapter button.
Previous chapter button.
Play pause button.
Play pause button.
Next chapter button.
Next chapter button.
Next chapter button. Last item.
And that's the end of the screen. So I'm going to flip back to the left.
Play pause button.
I'm going to double tap on play pause.
Chapter 1. Introduction. Welcome to AEVI. AEVI is a new generation of card payment terminal. Unlike traditional terminals, AEVI terminals do not have physical buttons. Instead, they use the same flat-screen technology that's used in many smartphones and tablets. If you're partially sighted, with little vision or no vision, you will be able to enter your PIN number using gestures. The method is secure. Your PIN number is not revealed to anyone who might be nearby. The remaining chapters explain how it works. Chapter 2. How to enter a digit. When you use gestures, you follow the layout of a standard telephone keypad. First, you do a swipe movement in the direction of the digit you want to enter, starting from the number 5. Then, you touch the screen with two fingers to enter that digit. So, for example, to enter the number 4, you would drag your finger across the screen in a left direction. This is called a left swipe. Follow this with a two-finger touch to enter the digit. A left swipe is used because on a telephone keypad, the 4 is to the left of the starting number, 5. You can also swipe right, up, or down. You can do diagonal swipes too. A diagonal swipe allows you to quickly reach a number in the corner of the keypad, starting from the number 5 in the middle. After a successful swipe action, you will hear this sound. That sound means the swipe has been accepted. It doesn't matter where on the screen you do the swipe action, only the direction is important. It's possible to do two or more swipes, one straight after the other, to move round the digits on the number pad. However, if you hear this sound, it means there are no digits in the direction you swiped. For example, If you're already at the left edge, at number 4, and then swiped left again, you would hear that sound. To enter the number 0, you'll need to do 2 separate down swipes. Be sure to lift your finger off the screen between each swipe. Finding the number 5 is easy. No swipes are needed at all because you're already starting off from the number 5. Once you're at the digit you want to enter, do a 2-finger touch to enter it. After doing a 2-finger touch, you will hear this sound. That sound means that the action has been accepted and the single digit has been entered. If you're already used to doing a double tap gesture on your smartphone, you can, if you prefer, use a double tap to enter a digit instead of a 2-finger touch. Chapter 3, Entering a Complete PIN Number. The next digit from your PIN number can be entered straight after the first digit has been entered. Don't forget, you always start again from the central 5 position. After each digit has been entered, the device will say the following.
First digit entered.
This lets you know how many digits you've entered so far. Your actual PIN number remains secret and is never spoken by the device. If you make a mistake, touch the screen with 3 fingers, and this will clear everything you have entered so far. You can then restart the PIN entry from the very beginning. After doing a 3-finger touch, you will hear this.
Restart PIN entry from the beginning.
When you've entered all 4 digits of your PIN number, the device will say the following.
Fourth digit entered. Long press with 2 fingers to submit PIN or continue with next digit.
To submit your complete PIN number, press and hold 2 fingers on the screen for more than 1 second until you hear this sound. That sound means the long press has been accepted. The device will then check whether the PIN number is the correct one for your card. If you want to cancel the whole transaction, do a long 3-finger press. Just a note for advanced users doing a double tap to enter a digit rather than the standard 2-finger touch. The device will not let you switch between the two. So if you enter the first digit with the 2-finger touch, you can't then switch to a double tap for the next digit, and vice versa. Chapter 4, Things to Watch Out For. If you are new to using a touchscreen device, there are a few things to be careful about. Bear in mind that the device has a 15mm border. You need to keep your gestures away from the border. If you apply a gesture in the border area, it will not be detected. Take care not to touch the screen with your fingernails. Always use your fingertips. The screen will not detect your nails. Be careful also not to leave any fingers resting on the screen, in case the device thinks you're trying to make gestures with them. Make sure your fingers are kept slightly apart when you do 2- and 3-finger touches. If they are too close together, the device might not be able to tell that they are separate fingers. You can, if you like, use your thumb as one of the fingers. Finally, when you are swiping, try to be definite about the direction of the swipe. A left swipe needs to be left and not going diagonally up or down. A down swipe needs to be down, and not going diagonally to the left or right. You can find more help and information online at accessibility.avi.com. AVI is spelt A-E-V-I. That completes the audio introduction.
So that's the audio tutorial. And of course, after pressing play, I just let it play the whole 4 chapters in a row. I could have used the play pause button to stop and restart, or to use the previous and next chapters to go between the chapters as well. And of course, I could also use the restart button to restart from the beginning again. Let me just flip back on the screen.
Previous chapter button, menu, restart, navigate up button.
Navigate up or go back button. Touch towards the top of my screen.
How to use gestures to enter a PIN securely. AEVI accessibility tutorial.
Okay, AEVI accessibility tutorial. Flick to the right.
How to use gestures to enter a PIN securely on a touchscreen card payment terminal. Audio intro.
Audio intro.
Tutorial.
Tutorial. So let's try the tutorial. Double tap on the tutorial.
Talkback is on. Please pause talkback to continue.
Please pause talkback or voice assist to continue. So I've got voice assist set up on my home button here. So I can turn it off by pressing it three times. One, two, three.
Voice assistant is disabled.
Touching the middle of the screen with one finger.
Lesson 1. Introduction. How to enter a PIN number using gestures. If you get stuck, touch the screen with a single finger for a prompt. Please try touching the middle of the screen with a single finger now.
Okay, so I'm going to touch the middle of my screen with one finger.
Good. When ready, touch the screen with a single finger again to start the first lesson.
Touch the screen again with a single finger to start the lesson. Touch.
Lesson 2 of 5. Learning how to do 2 and 3 finger touches. Instructions. Touch the screen near the middle using two fingers slightly apart for a short time. Please try doing a 2 finger touch on the screen now.
Okay, 2 finger touch with 2 fingers slightly apart in the middle of the screen.
Well done. That was a good 2 finger touch. That sound means the action was accepted. Please do another 2 finger touch.
Okay, same thing again. 2 fingers slightly apart in the middle of the screen.
Good. Next thing to learn is a 3 finger touch. Instructions. Touch the screen using 3 fingers slightly apart then let go. A 3 finger touch allows you to correct a mistake by starting from the beginning again. Try doing a 3 finger touch on the screen now.
Okay, 3 finger touch with my fingers slightly apart in the middle.
Well done. That was a good 3 finger touch. Lesson 2 completed. To repeat this lesson, touch with 3 fingers, otherwise touch with 2 fingers to move to the next lesson.
Okay, and 2 fingers to go to the next lesson.
Lesson 3 of 5. Learning how to swipe. Instructions. To swipe, drag a single finger in a straight line across the screen. Please do a right swipe on the screen now.
Now, what I'm going to do for the sake of just doing this demo, I'm actually going to do the wrong command first and see what it says. So I'm going to drag my finger to the left.
That was a left swipe. Please try a right swipe.
Okay, so it does correct you if you do make a mistake. So I'm going to flick to the right this time.
Good. That sound means the swipe was accepted. Now try a left swipe.
Okay, left swipe across the screen.
Now
the
try
left.
An up swipe.
Swiping up the screen with one finger.
Good. Now try a down swipe.
Swiping down the screen with one finger.
Brilliant. Lesson 3 completed. To repeat this lesson, touch with 3 fingers, otherwise touch with 2 fingers to move to the next lesson.
Okay, to repeat the lesson, touch with 3 fingers or 2 fingers to move on to the next lesson. 2 finger touch.
Lesson 4 of 5. Learning how to reach different digits on a telephone keypad. Instructions. Imagine there is a telephone keypad with the central 5 digits selected. Use a swipe to move this selection to different digits in the direction you swipe. Please do a left swipe to move the selection to the number 4. Now.
Okay, flicking to the left on the screen or swiping to the left.
Move left to 4. Good. Now you are on the very left-hand side of the keypad. Please try another left swipe to see what happens.
And then we're going to hear that sound that the audio introduction talked about.
That sound means there has been an error because there are no digits in that direction. Good. Now starting from 5, try some more swipes to explore the number pad. When ready, touch with 2 fingers to complete this lesson.
Okay, so we're going to swipe around the screen and then we'll do a 2 finger touch to continue. So if I want to get to 2, remember that we start off on the 5. So if I flick up.
Moved up to 2.
We're on 2. If I flick back down.
Moved down to 5. When ready, touch with 2 fingers to complete this lesson.
Okay, flick down again.
Moved down to 8.
There's 8. Flick down again.
Moved down to 0.
At 0. If I flick up.
Moved up to 8. When ready, touch with 2 fingers to complete this lesson.
And flick up again.
Moved up to 5.
On 5. If I want to move to 1, I do a diagonal flick up and to the left.
Move diagonal to 1.
And I want to get back to 5, so I'm going to flick diagonally back in the middle.
Move diagonal to 5. When ready, touch with 2 fingers to complete this lesson.
And I'm going to do a diagonal flick up and to the right. Get to 3.
Move diagonal to 3.
Okay, diagonally flick down.
Move diagonal to 5.
To 5. I'm going to flick diagonally down and to the right.
Move diagonal to 9. When ready, touch with 2 fingers to complete this lesson.
And it's 9. Flick diagonally back up to the left.
Move diagonal to 5. When ready, touch with 2 fingers to complete this lesson.
And flick diagonally back down to the left.
Move diagonal to 7.
And flick diagonally back up to the right.
Move diagonal to 5.
And flick to the left.
Move left to 4. When ready, touch with 2 fingers to complete this lesson.
Flick back to the right.
Move right to 5.
That's 5. Flick back to the right again.
Move right to 6.
And there's 6. When you're going to be entering in your PIN number, each time you do a number, you'll always start from the 5. Okay, so we've finished playing with that one. So I'm going to do a 2 finger touch as it said to go to the next.
When ready, touch with 2 fingers to enter the selected digit. Lesson 4 completed. To repeat this lesson, touch with 3 fingers, otherwise touch with 2 fingers to move to the next lesson.
Okay, I'm going to touch with 2 fingers to go to the next lesson.
Touch with 3 fingers to repeat the lesson or touch with 2 fingers to start the next lesson. Lesson 5 of 5. Learning how to enter a single digit. Instructions. Starting from the number 5, swipe towards the number to be entered, then touch with 2 fingers to enter that digit. Try entering the single number 6 now.
So I'll flick to the right.
Good, you have reached 6. Now touch the screen with 2 fingers to enter that digit.
And touch the screen with 2 fingers.
Fantastic, 6 has been entered. Now starting from the 5, please enter the next digit, which is the number 0. To enter 0, you will need to do 2 separate down swipes. Please ensure you lift your finger after each swipe.
So I'm going to flick down once.
Move down to 8.
And flick down again.
Good, you have reached 0. Now touch the screen with 2 fingers to enter that digit.
Then two finger touch on the screen to confirm.
Fantastic. Zero has been entered. Now starting from the five, please enter the next digit, which is the number seven.
Now, I'm actually going to make a mistake. I'm actually going to flick to the right.
Move right to six.
And then I'm going to do a two finger tap on the screen.
You entered six instead of seven. Please try again to enter okay. Seven starting from five.
Okay, so it does tell you again that you've made a mistake, so I'm going to dangly flick down to the left.
Good, you have reached seven. Now touch the screen with two fingers to enter that digit.
And two fingers to confirm.
Now let's try this again but without the device saying the numbers. Please enter the number three.
Okay, number three is flick up to the right, dangly, and two finger touch to confirm.
Fantastic, three has been entered. Now starting from the five, please enter the next digit, which is the number five.
Okay, now we're already on five. Remember the focus starts on five, so I'm just going to do a two finger touch on the screen.
Well done. Lesson 5 completed. To repeat this lesson, touch with 3 fingers, otherwise touch with 2 fingers to start the pin entry practice.
So 3 fingers to do the lesson again, or 2 fingers to go on to the next lesson. So 2 fingers.
Pin entry practice. Try entering 1, 2, 3, 4 in one go.
Okay, try entering 1, 2, 3, 4 in one go. Now it's going to do a timer on me as well. So I'm going to do 1. So I'm going to flick up diagonally to the left and do a 2 finger touch on the screen.
First digit entered.
Okay, first digit entered. 1 finger flick up because we're starting, remember, on the 5. Flick up for 2. Two finger touch on the screen.
Second digit entered.
A three finger flick up diagonally to the right for 3. Two finger touch on the screen.
Third digit entered.
And 4 is just a flick to the left from the 5, of course. And two finger touch on the screen.
Fourth digit entered. Long press with 2 fingers to submit the complete number.
Okay, long press with 2 fingers to submit the number.
Take fantastic. You got it right first time and did it in 29 seconds. Please enter number 2016.
Okay, 2016. Now, I'm actually going to do this wrong on the 6. So let's put the 2 in first. So flick up to 2 from the 5 and 2 finger touch.
First digit entered.
And we want 0. So flick down twice and 2 finger touched on the screen to confirm.
Second digit entered.
And 1 is 1 finger flick up to the left, 2 finger touch.
Third digit entered.
And now I'm going to do it wrong. I'm actually going to not do 6, I'm going to do 4. So I'm going to flick to the left rather than going to the right to see what the error says to us. And two finger touch to confirm on the screen.
You entered 4 instead of 6. Remember, you always start from 5 again after entering each digit. Please touch with 3 fingers to start from the beginning again.
Okay, so it's time that I did it wrong and why. So 3 fingers to start from the beginning again.
Number cleared. Restart entering 2016 from the beginning.
So we're going to do 2016 again. So flick up, 2 finger touch.
First digit entered.
Flick down twice to get to 0. Two finger touch to confirm.
Second digit entered.
One finger flick up to the left for 1. Two finger touch to confirm.
Third digit entered.
And one finger flick to the right for 6. Two finger touch to confirm.
Fourth digit entered. Long press with 2 fingers to submit the complete number.
And two finger long press to confirm. So 2 fingers down the screen. And
well
release.
Done. It took 2 attempts and 23 seconds to enter the number correctly. Please try again but without making a mistake. Please enter number 2016.
It definitely wants you to practice that too.
First digit entered. Second. Third digit. Fourth digit entered. Long press with 2 fingers to submit the complete number. Fantastic. You got it right first time and did it in 12 seconds. Please enter number 1984.
So 1984. 1.
First
nine,
digit.
Eight,
second digit.
4.
Third digit. Fourth digit entered. Long press with 2 fingers to submit the... Fantastic. You got it right first time and did it in 8 seconds. Please enter number 5678.
Okay, 5678. So 5, 2 finger touch that way.
First
six,
digit entered.
7.
Second digit entered. Third digit
and
entered.
1 finger flick down, of course, for 8.
Fourth digit entered. Long press with
and
2 fingers
finger
to submit
the
complete number.
To confirm.
Fantastic. You got it right first time and did it in 10 seconds. Well done. You have entered 4 numbers successfully. You are ready to use the real thing.
Oh, thank you. I've entered 4 numbers and done it successfully. So that's good. Okay, so I don't think we have any speech any longer. Let me just touch the screen. Nope, we don't. So I'm going to turn voice back on again. 1, 2, 3.
AEVI accessibility tutorial. Voice assistant is enabled.
So I touch the top of my screen.
Navigate up button.
And flick to the right.
Practice pin entry.
Practice pin entry.
Guided.
Guided.
Menu.
Menu.
Double tap. Practice entering 5678.
Okay, that's what we've just done. So I'm going to flip back to the left.
Menu. Guided. Practice pin entry. Navigate up button.
And one finger double tap.
Double tap to select. AEVI accessibility tutorial.
And flick through to the right.
How to use gestures to enter a pin securely on a touch screen card payment terminal. Audio intro. Tutorial.
Tutorial. That's what we're just on. Flick to the right again.
Practice pin entry.
And let's choose practice pin entry.
TalkBack is on. Please pause TalkBack to continue.
Okay, pause TalkBack again. So in my case, I'm going to use my home button to turn TalkBack off. In my case, Voice Assist. 1, 2, 3.
Voice Assistant button. Is disabled.
Touch the middle of the screen once with one finger.
Pin entry practice. Try entering 1, 2, 3, 4 in one go.
So this is actually the exact practice that we had with the tutorial. But rather than going through the full tutorial about explaining all the gestures and touching the screen, we just get the straight practice at the end of that tutorial. So we'll just do it anyway. Okay, so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. So flick up and to the left.
First digit entered.
And flick up. 2.
Second digit entered.
Flick up and to the right.
Third digit entered.
And flick to the left.
Fourth digit entered. Long press with two fingers to submit the complete number. Fantastic. You got it right first time and did it in 15 seconds. Please enter number 2016.
Okay, let's try 2016.
First digit entered. Second digit entered. Third digit entered. Fourth digit entered. Long press with two fingers to submit the complete number. Fantastic. You got it right first time and did it in 12 seconds. Please enter number 1984.
Let's see if I can beat 12 seconds. So 1984.
First digit entered. Second digit. Third. Fourth digit entered. Long press with two fingers to submit the... Fantastic. You got it right first time and did it in 8 seconds. Please enter number 5678.
Okay, 5678.
Second digit entered. Third digit. Fourth digit entered. Long press with two fingers to submit... Fantastic. You got it right first time and did it in 7 seconds. Well done. You have entered 4 numbers successfully. You are ready to use the real thing.
Okay, so that's the end of the practice as it was when it was tagged onto the tutorial. So I'm going to press the home button 3 times. 1, 2, 3 in my case.
AEVI accessibility tutorial. Voice assistant is enabled.
Touch top of my screen.
Navigate up button.
And one finger double tap. And let's flick down to the help, which is the last option that I want to show you in this app.
AEVI accessibility tutorial. How to use gestures to enter a pin. Audio intro. Tutorial. Practice pin entry. Help.
Okay, there's help. One finger double tap on help. Touch towards the top of the screen.
Navigate up button.
Flick to the right.
Help. Menu. Introduction.
Okay, introduction.
AEVI card payment terminals support accessible pin entry for the blind. A blind user can enter a pin by using gestures to swipe around the screen. The accessible pin entry screen does not display a number pad. Instead, the user moves around an imaginary pin pad. Starting at the number 5, the user can swipe, for example, left, to reach the number 4. Starting at 5, the user can swipe up once to reach 2. From 5, the user could swipe diagonally left to the number 7.
Okay, flick to the right again.
When the user has reached the number they want, they use a gesture to enter that number as a digit. Then the screen returns to the imaginary 5. It always goes back to 5. Once all digits have been selected, the user can submit the whole pin. The user hears sounds to confirm they have done a swipe and warning sounds if they go off the edge of the device, e.g. if they swipe right once, to 6, then right again. The app speaks words to confirm that digits have been entered, e.g. second digit entered, but it never speaks the actual pin. The user can attach headphones to listen to the speech and sounds. Before being invited to enter a pin, the user always hears the total amount of the transaction. The app always speaks the outcome of the transaction, i.e. whether it was successful or declined. A user must learn and practice the gestures before attempting to use the accessible pin entry method. The other options in this app should be followed.
Okay, so basic explanation about the gestures, how it works and what confirmation sounds and feedback is heard. Flick to the right again.
Quick summary.
And quick summary, that was the introduction that we just went off. Quick summary.
Swipe in any direction to the next digit. Always start from the number 5.
Okay, swipe in any direction from the 5.
Picture of swipe selecting number 1.
Okay, picture of swipe selecting number 1.
Above, select the number 1. Press with two fingers to submit the selected digit. Press with three fingers to restart pin entry. Long press with two fingers to submit the completed pin. Long press with three fingers to cancel the purchase. Sounds you will hear.
Here's a new heading, sounds you will hear.
Swipe sound means you have done a successful swipe.
Swipe sound.
Play swipe sound button.
And play swipe sound button, double tap on it. There it is again, do it again. Yeah, it's a swipe sound, flick to the right.
Edge sound means you are trying to swipe off the edge of the pin pad.
Here's the edge sound.
Play edge sound button.
Play edge sound, one finger double tap. I'll play it again. Okay, flick to the right again.
Warning sound means you have done an unrecognized gesture.
Okay, here's the warning sound.
Play warning sound button.
Okay, play warning sound button. Ooh, very cool. Double tap again. Okay, that's the warning sound. Flick to the right again.
Accepted sound means your action has been accepted.
Accepted sound.
Play accepted sound button.
Play accepted sound button, one finger double tap. And again. Flick to the right.
Other points.
Other points.
To enter a digit of a PIN, you do a double tap instead of a two-finger touch if you prefer, but once you start with one method, you have to keep to it for all the digits of your PIN. You can plug in headphones if you wish. You will be invited to hold the device while you are entering the PIN. If any technical error occurs, the merchant will ask to take the device back in order to deal with it. If you have long fingernails, touching the screen with your nails will not register. Ensure that you always touch the screen using the fleshy tip of your finger. Try to do the finger movements nearer the middle of the touch screen. There is a 3 centimeters border around the edge of the screen that is not sensitive to the touch movements. Always do firm taps on the screen. Very quick or light taps might not be detected. When moving to the number (0), do not try to do one very long swipe. You must do 2 separate down swipes, one after the other.
Okay, so just more information about how to use the gestures and the actual touchscreen.
More information.
Okay, more information.
http://accessibility.aevi.com.
Okay, more information, which is basically http://accessibility.aevi.com. That's the end of the screen, so touch the top left-hand side of the screen.
Navigate up button.
One finger double tap, and touch towards the top of the screen again.
AEVI accessibility tutorial.
Flick to the right.
How to use gestures to audio intro. Tutorial. Practice pin entry. Help. Volume down button.
And then we're back down to the controls down the bottom. So that basically finishes the description and go through of the app. You've got 4 main options. Audio intro, tutorial, practice gestures, and help. Let me just press the home button to come out of the app.
Home screen.
And that completes this demo of the Albert, i.e. AEVI card terminal. I hope you enjoyed the demo. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.